track is set for Henry's time machine.
Good. Soon, I will be able to catch Henry. Those tracker bots were useless to me. They failed mission after mission every time I sent them to find Henry. Now, I am coming after him. So, this time, I will not fail.
Master?
What? A tracker bot?
Master, what is going on?
You have failed me.
What is happening? Oh no, your plasma laser eye. Don't do it, don't do it.
Now that is taken care of, now I can get to finding and capturing Henry. Wait. The alarm, a tracker bot, has fallen on the control panel. All the engines have been shut off. How will I turn them back on?
Alright, I have dealt with the Daspletosaurus problem and helped the Parasaurolophuses, and they helped me fix my time machine. So now I can go wherever I want to. Luckily, I locked the time machine door so that nothing can get in. How did the door just get unlocked?
I have found Henry, and now I have full control of his time machine.
What? It's another one of those mini robots. How did it get in here?
Accessing control panel, putting in coordinates for Botronic ship.
Wait, what? Botronic ship? What does that mean? Oh, where are we?
I have captured Henry. Now do bring him to Master.
George, could you maybe kick the robot with your powerful Ornithomimus leg to disable it? Okay, that is dealt with. Now to see where we are. Opening the door. Whoa, it's pretty foggy. Whoa, what was that? Something just swooped past my head. I'm guessing it's probably something dangerous. Well, I'll be able to escape using my time machine. Getting back in, closing the door. Oh no, the mini robot fell on the control panel, and now the control panel it's not working. Nope, it's definitely not working. Well, guess I'll need George the Ornithomimus and Ficus the baby Therizinosaurus to help protect me. Opening the door. Now, let's try to see what it is. Come on, George. Come on, Ficus. Slowly walking out. Ah, there's the sound again. Whoa, I definitely saw something. It just swooped right in front of us. There's something on top of my head. Ah, what is it? Ah! I'll shake my head to get it off. Oh, that thing, it looks half bird, half dinosaur? That can only mean one thing. It's an Archaeopteryx, the first bird to ever live. That means we must be in Germany in the Jurassic, explains the fog. These tiny little guys are pretty harmless, unless you anger them and they could bite you, but that's the worst they could do to you. I wonder if I could befriend them. Never befriended a carnivore dinosaur before. Well, except for those pyroraptors. Man, I miss them. They could be really helpful right about now. Hey, little Archaeopteryx. Ooh, let's see, what should I call you? How about Chirpy? You like that name, Chirpy? Now, you just have to find out how to fix the control panel. I need some sort of technology device. And the only thing that I have that is working right now is my time machine GPS. Even though there are no satellites in the sky right now. Don't ask me how this thing works. Wait a minute. Based on the GPS, there's other human technology that isn't my time machine. And it looks way bigger. Let's try to go there. Only problem, I can't really see through all this fog. Hey, Chirpy, do you think you could help me, George, and Ficus, so find it? Looks like Chirpy is sniffing the time machine, which is strange for a bird because birds don't have the sense of smell. But dinosaurs do, and that thing is part dinosaur. Archaeopteryx is very confusing. You got the scent, Chirpy? Whoa, he's fast for a little guy. All right, George, Ficus, come on, let's go. Picking up Ficus, hopping onto George's back. Let's go, George. Dodging through all this brush is really fun, as I've said many times. Or have I only said it twice, counting this time? Huh, I'm not sure. Let's see. Ah, there's Chirpy. Lost him in the fog for a second. Whoops, looks like Chirpy's stopping. George, you might want to slam on the brakes, or else we could crash. What did we crash into? Looks like it has a little slant. Maybe if we climb up it, we'll be able to get out of the fog and see what it is. Alright, just climbing up this steep metal thing. Whoa, got above the fog. Boy, that fog is very low. Holy Mosasaurus! This thing, it's some kind of airship. What is going on here? Wait a minute. Didn't that mini robot say setting coordinates for Botronic ship? I think this might be Botronic ship. It even has a big B on the top. Guess that stands for Botronic. I wonder why it's called that, though. This thing is bound to have a time machine charger or something like that in it. Even though those mini robots have something to do with this, I still gotta check in it. Ah, here's a door. Let me just try to open it. Boy, that is hard. Hey, George, can you help me out? Ficus, why don't you use your sharp Therizinosaurus claws to claw the door? Now, George, try kicking it again. It worked! We're in! Hey, Chirpy, want to come with us? I'll take that as a yes. Now, we're just... Now, we have to sneak around. Boy, a lot of the electronic stuff in here is fritzing. This thing looks crashed. Just slowly walking through. Ah, there's a door. And on top of the door it says electronic system. I guess I might find a time machine charger in there. Let me try to open the door. Ah, it's locked. No, George, don't kick it. Oh boy. George kicked it. It didn't work, but he made a loud sound. And I bet you someone noticed.
What was that sound?
What was that?
Henry.
Holy Mosasaurus. It's a gigantic robot thing. Yeah, what the? Seems like it has four glowing orange spikes on its head. It has one eye in the middle, and it has big robot legs. No robot arms, though. What in all of Pangaea is that thing?
I am Botronic.
Botronic? Wait, so you named the ship after you?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Those glowing orange spikes on top of your head, I feel like I've seen them before. That glowing orange. The robotic helmets. That time machine piece I found when I was in the Paleozoic. That wasn't the real control panel piece. You set it there as a trap. It's all making sense now. But only problem. Why do you want to capture me so bad?
Since you have a time machine, I thought you could fix my time machine.
Oh, really? You could have just asked. I'm a nice guy. I could help you fix it.
Good. Now help me fix my time machine so that I can go to different Mesozoic eras in order to control all the dinosaurs.
Never mind then.
What? What game are you playing here?
No game. I'm just not gonna help you control all dinosaurs. That's just not how I work.
Well, say that to my plasma laser.
Say what now? Whoa, your robot eye is glowing. Oh no, I think I see what's coming. You're going to zap a plasma laser. Tink! Huh? What? What happened? Right! The Dunkleus Deus armor! That is what protected me from the plasma laser! Dunkleus Deus armor for the win!
You may be tougher than I thought. I'm going to need more backup.
How exactly are you going to get backup? George, Ficus, Chirpy, you guys might want to get out of here. I'll follow after you. I'll catch up with you guys. Now for me to catch up after them.
Not so fast.
Whoa, you just blocked me with your giant robot leg.
Exactly. And meet my new fleet of Trackerbots. Trackerbot bees.
What are those? I get the feeling I'm about to find out, aren't I?
Yes, you are.
Whoa, did not notice those doors. Those doors on either side of the ship just opened, and inside, they look exactly like the mini robot, except they are sort of green instead of blue, and they're a lot bigger, and they look like they have way more tricks up their sleeve. I don't really want to mess with these guys. Why are they holding their arms out? They just slid a panel on their forearm up. Oh no, I see where this is going. Something just rose out of that spot, and it's loaded with what looks like a dart. You're not actually going to fire a dart at me, are you?
Only if I have to.
Well, you might have to, because I think this would be a good time to run!
Hey, come back here! Trackerbot bees, go after him! Yes, master!
Oh boy, this is bad. Whoa! I just narrowly avoided one of those darts that shot at me. Two others shot darts at me. This is not going good. I'm guessing that those darts wouldn't be deadly, they're just tranquilizers. Because Botronic wouldn't want to kill me, because he still wants me to fix his time machine. George! Hey, George, over here! Hi, Ficus! Wait, where's Chirpy? That sounded like Chirpy, but a whole bunch of Chirpies. Whoa, a whole bunch of Archaeopteryxes are flying in and attacking the Trackerbot bees. This is pretty awesome.
New objective, tranquilize the Archaeopteryxes.
Oh boy, they do not know how well Archaeopteryxes can dodge. Ha! They're all out! That's good. Now the Archaeopteryxes are attacking them. This is really good. Now, George, Ficus, can you break that door open to help me? Perfect. Now we can escape.
Hey, come back here.
No way, Jose. We're running back to my time machine. Oh, hey, Chirpy. Thank you for calling your Archaeopteryx friend to attack those Trackerbot bees for me. Solid move. There's my time machine. Now let's try to get in it. Come on, get in. And now I'm getting in and closing the door. For the Henry, that is a mission complete.